In the very last chapter of his magnum opus Mishneh Torah, the Rambam Maimonides, when he talks about Mashiach, when he talks about the coming of Mashiach, the Messianic era for which we're all waiting, he begins discussing it with the following sentence. Do not allow it to arise in your heart. Don't even think about it to say that in the times of Mashiach there are going to be miracles or some kind of change to the natural world. Rather, olam kiminhago noheg, the world will continue in its same minhag, in the same custom. The world will continue in its natural state. There are not going to be any miracles at all. And that Isaiah, for instance, says that the wolf will lie down with the lamb, that animals will change their nature. Nah, that's only a mushel, it's a parable. It's talking about the fact that the warring nations of the world that until now have been trying to kill each other will be able to live together in a utopian society in peace, but not that there's going to be any miracles to the natural order of the world. Now, when hearing or reading this idea of the Rambam, the natural response, besides the fact that it's like, it's a bummer, man, you know, besides the fact that it's a bummer, the other response is to question how the Rambam could possibly say that. There seem to be many other places in the scriptures that do say clearly that there are going to be miracles. For instance, the prophet Micha says, as in the days that I took you out of Egypt, I will show you miracles. It says explicitly there'll be miracles. Besides the fact that Maimonides himself in his 13 principles of faith, the 13th principle of faith is the belief in the resurrection of the dead. That's pretty miraculous. That's a pretty big change to the nature of the world that all those that are until now have been dead will rise and live. So to this latter question, the commentators explain that there are going to be essentially two eras, two stages of the redemption, shteit kufis, two stages of redemption. There's going to first be the time when Mashiach will come and the world will continue completely in its natural state. There won't be any miracles. And then later on, a second era later on, then there's going to be the resurrection of the dead. Then there are going to be miracles. But the Rambam is talking about over here in his book of Halacha, which pertains to us now in this natural world, the Rambam's talking about the first stage of the redemption when there won't be miracles. So that's how we could answer that question. But the question of the fact that it seems to be a bummer is a good question. And if we'll embellish on that question a bit, number one, whether or not there are going to be miracles when Mashiach comes is actually a matter of debate in the Talmud. Rav and Shmuel, two Amoraim, discuss in the Talmud whether there are going to be miracles or the world will continue its natural state. So it's actually a debate in the Talmud. Why did the Rambam find it necessary to take a side? Why does he have to take a side? It's not seemingly halachically relevant what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. And Mishneh Torah is a halachic book. Why does the Rambam find it necessary to paskin, to rule, according to one opinion, that there won't be miracles? But even more perplexing is the semantics that the Rambam uses. He says, Al yalalalev, don't even allow it to come into your mind. Don't even think about it that Mashiach is going to do miracles. The hyperbolic language, which anyone that's familiar with the writings of Maimonides, is not usual for him. I mean, he wasn't Hungarian. He wasn't Moroccan. Why would he have to use this hyperbolic language? Don't even think that Mashiach is going to bring miracles. But we see from here, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, that the Rambam is stressing really, really strongly to say that even it's relevant for us now to know that the redemption, for it to be a real redemption, there has to not be any miracles. Somehow what the Rambam is trying to convey to us is that if you think, if you even entertain in your mind the thought that for the redemption to happen, there has to be some kind of miracles, you're missing the entire idea of what redemption is all about. Don't allow it to enter your mind there are going to be miracles, because then you would miss out on truly appreciating what it is that we're waiting for. So the Rebbe explained that what the Rambam is coming to negate is that there are those that think that in order to see God, the world has to change. There has to be miracles. For me to be able to experience the divine, something miraculous has to happen. The world, like if I look out my window right now and look at the world as it is now, I won't be able to see God in that. Comes the Rambam to tell you, then you're missing the whole point of Mashiach. The whole point of Mashiach is the redemption of reality. And the redemption of reality is not that reality has to change, but for us to really be able to see what reality really is, for us to awaken, like that worm that Rumi was talking about, like we spoke about yesterday, for us to awaken and see what a can of Diet Coke really is, for us to have shalom, to have real peace, the transformation of the world, that same world that when you're looking out your window now seems to be an enemy to God's unity. The regular mundane reality that we experience now that, so to speak, seems to say that there's something that exists other than God, that the world is something other than God. The world is somehow concealing God. The natural world that we're living in right now somehow doesn't allow us to partake of the divine. The redemption of reality is that the world as you see it now will be the same, but there'll only be one difference. We'll see how it's one with God. We'll see how the world that we see now, that we experience now, and us ourselves are completely united within God's infinite light, like the ray of the sun before it leaves the sun. That's the redemption of reality. Mashiach is not the destruction of reality, where the world has to change. Miracles destroy reality, so to speak. Miracles is that the world that we experience is suspended. Redemption is the revelation of the infinite unity of God, that Hashem is the only thing that exists, that everything that we do experience, have ever experienced, and will ever experience, is all the revelation of God's infinite light. That's the redemption. And so the Rambam is screaming at us, to this day, don't let it enter your mind that they're going to be miracles when Mashiach first comes. Mashiach is going to show us, and we'll experience it with our whole being, that the regular, natural, mundane world that you're seeing right now is one with Hashem. You don't have to have miracles to experience the divine. We just have to open our eyes.